Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
877-850-1228. Let me know if there was something that you were attracted to when you were in school 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years ago, however long it's been, and is that still attractive to you now? You know, it could be just physical characteristics. It could be emotional characteristics. Certain things that attracted you to people at a certain time might not be attractive to you now. You know, the typical female would say they like the, you know, they when they were in school, they wanted that tall, dark, handsome, muscular, you know, a little bit intelligent but with an edge to them. You know, dressed nice, wore, you know, had certain hairstyles, wore certain sneakers, things like that. Little things like that were attractive to a certain individual 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, you find a lot of women that are like that. Like, oh, yeah, I remember he used to dress like this. He used to look like this. You know, we had a certain style of hair. You know, had, you know, certain type of cologne that he wore. And then when they get back to their reunion, there's a whole different story. That person that they thought was attractive 20 years ago, now he's, you know, he's all bald. You know, he's got a beard gut. You know, he's all wrinkled out, crinkled, got gray hairs, you know, got the cul-de-sac, you know, missing a couple teeth. You never know how people can change over the course of a period of time. But remember when, you know, the female that they were attracted to, you know, she probably, you know, had a nice frame to her and, you know, wore hair a certain way and, you know, just really just tight, the abs or ripped, you know, had a certain thickness to them, but not too thick, you know, that type of thing. And now you go back to the homecoming, you know, you're looking at that person, and they, you know, they let themselves go a little bit, you know, they don't keep their hair up the way they used to keep their hair up, you know, they're not thick in the places that, you know, in the right places where they were thick before, you know, they got the crow's feet around the eyes, trying to cover up the wrinkles with the cake up. You know, all the type of things that loses the attractiveness, or even personality-wise. You know, they might have had a great personality. They might have been a go-getter when they were in high school or in college, and you think that, man, that's what I want to be because they're so focused and they're, you know, they're really motivated to do something. And now, you know, they're still at the same old block, doing the same old thing that they were 20 years ago, still talking about how they're going to be the next big thing. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, but staying stagnant and haven't moved off the block in 20 years and still talking the same old stuff. So I remember when we used to do this, remember when we used to do that? And the appeal of that person goes down. And this happens pretty frequently. This happens very often where people have a perception of what they thought was the ideal, but it's just not the ideal anymore. And they still try to hold on to what they knew, what they thought they knew. You know, try to hold on to what they found attractive all that time back in the day. But a lot of times, the real beauty was standing the whole time. That person that was chubby in high school, you know, maybe wore the nerdy glasses, you know, had the hair in the ponytail, didn't really keep up appearances. You know, but they were attracted to you. But at times, you might just ignore them, just blew them by, brushed them off, you know, just kind of looked over them. And now you go back to your homecoming, what do you see? You see that person now, they're successful, they still have that, you know, intelligence and that, you know, the wit and the savviness that would have, that attracts you now, but would have been something that you didn't want to deal with 20 years ago. You know, physically they may have, you know, they may have taken, you know, your brush off and said, okay, I want to get myself in a certain shape, or kind of stuff in a certain physical shape, or maybe just genetically their body grew into, you know, the look grew into what they already were. You know, sometimes that chubby kid that was chubby at 14, 15, 16, when they become 34, 35, 36, you know, muscled out, bulked up, you know, they've hit their stride, and now they look completely different. You look at a lot of pictures. You look at a lot of pictures of people, and you see, like, man, that was you 20 years ago. I mean, there's a couple of people that I went to high school with, And you know, they were the chubby kids. You know, they were, you know, they wore the glasses. They were really chubby. They were, you know, it didn't look like they were probably physically fit at that time. But now you look at them, they're mountain climbing. They're, you know, they're in the top peak physical shape, and they look a complete 180 from their high school appearances. But the people that were muscular and that were bulk and that were built up back in high school look complete 180 than what they did 20 years ago. It happens a lot. But a lot of people look at that beauty that they thought was attractive 20 years ago and didn't see the real beauty that was right there in front of them. So this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Line Productions, Toy Entertainment. Miss Choices cannot join us tonight. She's on assignment, but it's all right. Mr. Rod Stevie running the show. And we're talking about the real beauty. We're talking about homecoming, talking about coming home and recognizing where the real beauty is, recognizing, you know, those people who weren't, you know, weren't maybe not been your ideal back then, but is your ideal now. Your ideals and your views of beauty change rapidly. You know, you look at like some of the old TV shows, say for example, you know, you look at how, you know, like how the fly girls used to dress, and they like, you know, man, you know, look at them. That's, you know, somebody like something like that. Now you look at, they look at someone from like, ooh, okay, you know, or they look at the outfits that they're wearing, the hair that wear, the big hair, and you know, all that. I was like, man, what was I thinking? You know, you look at the guys when we were wearing, you know, big, you know, the big high top fades and the, you know, the baggy stuff and things like that. That was attractive then. You look at it now, like, man, you know, why are we wearing our stuff like that? Why, you know, but the time and the era changed. You know, now you got these kids, you know, trying to get back to some of the stuff that we had back in the 90s and trying to recreate it, but it doesn't come off the same way. You're looking at it like, oh, man, you know, they're trying, but it's not going to work. And they're probably going to look at themselves 20 years from now saying, why are we wearing those skinny jeans? You know, with pants falling off from behind. You know, the things that are attractive change. And that goes internally as well. When you're trying to find the right person, when you're trying to find the right relationship, the things that might have been attractive to you when you first met might not be as attractive as they, you know, might not be as attractive as you thought they were back then. You know, you're the mental personality, the emotional personality that attracted you to that person 20 years ago. You're thinking back now saying, ooh, you know, yeah, that was cool back then, but I don't know if I want to deal with that now, because the beauty that you thought you saw may not have been the beauty that you really wanted in your life. And sometimes it takes some time to figure that out. You know, that's what homecoming is all about. Homecoming is reconnecting and reflecting. So, you know, the person that you were going after for a long time, and, you know, they may have a snotty attitude, they might have, you know, treated you like dirt, but it didn't matter because you had this attractiveness to them, attraction to them, that was trying to draw you to that person. And now you look at that person 20 years later and they still have the same crappy attitude. You know, they've either been divorced a couple of times, never been married, got baby mamas, baby daddies roaming around because they never could be in a committed relationship. And you're looking back on that saying, man, I dodged a bullet on that one. I don't know what I was thinking that that person was the one I really wanted to be with, and they're still treating people like dirt the same way they did 15, 20 years ago. But when you were there, you didn't, you know, you looked at it a different way. When you were in the situation, in the moment, you looked at it a different way, saying, oh, man, that's attractive. Like, I know she's, you know, coming down to me all snotty and stuff, but, man, you know, she's still fly, though. That's the thing. You think that that's what you wanted, but in actuality, you were trying to tell yourself that's what you wanted because you weren't sure of what your concept of beauty was at that point. And that's one of the big things that a lot of people still fight with, and that's why relationships fizzle out, because, you know, they don't know who they're with. They don't know who they thought they were with. And it changes your personality, changes your persona. So now you come off bitter. You know, you've been in a relationship, that relationship put a bad taste in your mouth, and now you're going back to your homecoming thinking that, oh, man, all these dudes are probably the same way. as that dude was. All these females are probably the same way as that female was. And I don't even want to be bothered with y'all, but I'm just going to go to the homecoming because, you know, I just want to see for myself how everybody turned out. And sometimes it goes like this. Sometimes you go to your homecoming, you just want to see how everybody turned out. You know, like, hey, you know, this guy still have all the hair that he had. You know, he had dreads when he was in high school, and now he's bald. Or, you know, he had, you know, she had this long hair, and now she's got, you know, thin, you know, her hair is so thin, she got this raggedy weave in her hair, you know, things like that. People want to see how everything turns out because homecoming is about reflecting. So you have this opinion and you have this mindset before you can get there about what you think that person may look like, especially if you haven't gone to your homecoming in a very long time. Even if it's been a year, you think, man, how has that person changed in a year? Maybe when we met last time, you know, they wanted to step their game up and try to get right, and try to get ready, cause, you know, try to get in shape because they didn't really like how they were looking in the last homecoming. So they want to try to get themselves in check, get themselves in shape. I mean, a lot of times that happens because people see their, you know, see people that they haven't seen in a long time, and they say, hey, I need to step my game up. I need to get myself in shape. I need to work out because I want to make sure I'm representing myself right for this homecoming. Comes in the fact that even though they're doing this workout because they want to get back to the shape that they were 20 years ago, thinking that, you know, they can do that in a 2-3 week span, because a lot of people, when they go to homecoming, they wait till a couple weeks before their homecoming and try to, you know, start dieting and hitting the gym and, you know, start getting themselves ready because they want to impress that one individual. They want that one individual to say, "Dad, you still look good." And that's all a lot of you want to hear. A lot of you want to, you know, want to get that particular accolade. Like, "Oh, damn, you still look good." You know, and what may happen is that doing all that might take away from the one person that actually was feeling you the way you were last year. They say, "Oh, yeah, she looked good, but yeah, she lost all that weight. She doesn't look as good anymore." Like that happens frequently because you feel that, you know, that the people were forcing the change. You can't force change. You can't force to try to make that certain body image, that certain body type in a couple weeks span. One, you can't force it just to impress somebody. And this is what it's all about. You want to make sure that you are doing it for the right reason and not just trying to, you know, impress that one person or that those few people who passed you by, you know, and messed you over when you were back in school. Once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment, talking about the homecoming, the real beauty. And that's one of the great things about homecoming, is that the fact that, you know, you can, what people perceived as attractive 20 years ago is completely different. So you're doing your squats, you're working out, you're dieting, you're fasting, you're cleansing, you're doing all this type of stuff to try to lose the pounds so you can be back in the same shape you were when you were on the football team or back in the same shape you were when you were walking across campus. It doesn't work out that way. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that person that you're trying to impress is looking at the natural, the real you, the true you, the you that, you know, they didn't get a chance to see 20 years ago, but the last homecoming they saw, or they're looking at you for the first time in a long time and saying, "Man, you know, I like that change because your mindset has changed. You know, what was attractive physically isn't attractive now. I mean, you see a short, slim chick when you were in high school, that was nice, but now you look at that person and you think, man, she's anorexic, she needs to, you know, eat something. Or that dude that, you know, that was all ripped and, you know, rocked out, and now he's got a little beer gut and has a cul-de-sac. You're like, okay, yeah, he's all right. You know, he looks like he's, you know, he's aged a little well. He aged well, you know, might have lost his hair, but, you know, still might look decent and that thing. Because you're looking beyond, when you get a certain age, you start looking beyond the physical beauty. Because physical beauty isn't as significant of importance as it was when you're in high school. In high school, it's all about the physical beauty. You know, you're not really thinking about the mindset of the person. You're not really thinking about, you know, how well they can get across their opinions or how well they care about your feelings. You don't care about that. It's all about physical in high school. You know, you're looking for the guy or the girl that has the best-looking body, you know, the best-looking face, someone you can put on your arm as arm candy and walk up and down campus saying, hey, that's me. That's what you look for when you're in high school. College is a little bit different. College, you want to find that balance a lot of times. A lot of times the college kids, they're looking for that balance of the intelligence or the personality or the charm, as well as the physical aspect of it. But when you go back to homecoming, all that's thrown out the window because that anticipation that you have, that mindset that you have, that, you know, whatever you are dreaming of person to look like or whatever you are anticipating that person to look like, 99 times out of 100, that person doesn't look like that. And that's the thing. That's the real beauty of it. The real beauty of it is that the fact that you have these high expectations of what that person's going to look like. And then when you see them for the first time, you see her for the first time, you're looking like, okay, not what I had in mind. And sometimes that mutual effect is what creates the rebirth of emotions, this regeneration of that spark that you may have had while you were in high school, while you were in college. And it's crazy that way because of the fact that you never anticipated, you never thought that that person would look like this. Man, okay, she's had a couple kids since then and, you know, kind of, you know, taken down a little bit, but, you know, she still got it, though. But a guy, you know, is, you know, the personality has developed now where you can have an open conversation with that person without it being about, you know, the frivolous stuff, and that attracts you again. So the next step is, what do you do from there? In a homecoming series, this is what's going to talk about. What we're going to do from there. Once you acknowledge the real beauty, once you get to that point where you're like, okay, I can get with this person. I can see, you know, what they're about emotionally, where they are financially, where they are physically. That next step when you get to the homecoming is the trickiest part because you're trying to figure out, is this homecoming about rejuvenating that spark? And that's what we're going to talk about in next week's show. We're going to talk about the, you know, the next step, rejuvenating that spark at homecoming. You know, how do you do that after all these years and try to rebuild or regain that relationship? And you know, it's Tweet me RC44, you can hit me up on Facebook, you can inbox me on the Blog Talk Radio site, and let me know what you think about these topics, because it's really important that we try to get an idea of where we are, because there's a lot of single people right now that are, you know, that are still searching, still hunting, because they're still thinking about the mindset that they had when they were in high school, physical aspect, they're still looking for that same physical person that they looking for in high school, and it didn't work then, it's not working now. They might be looking for that same harsh type of personality that worked 20 years ago. You had worked then, but it's not working now. And you're trying to see what is the next step in order to try to rebuild that relationship. And before we close out the show, a lot of times I do this, you know, the situation and scenario, and try to see what people think about that particular situation and scenario. So this particular situation here, this particular scenario, I should say, is in relation to phone etiquette in the house. Okay, say you and your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, you know, in the house chilling, you're just relaxing. The phone rings, and immediately they step outside to take the call and didn't really tell you what was going down, didn't tell you where you were going, but they want to go outside and take the call. Not only they go outside and take the call, but then they start really whispering, like they don't want to hear, they don't want to have anybody hear or do something because they know that their spouse it or made its eavesdroppers. So it's interesting to that because some people can say, okay, privacy is privacy. You want to make sure, you know, you don't have to know every person that, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, who they're talking to on the phone. You don't have to know every person that they're talking to on the phone. You don't have to know every time that they're, you know, that they're on the phone. You know, you don't have to log their minutes and log out the minutes. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, a way to communicate your relationship without having to harp and dwell over the other person. And that's where a lot of people lose focus. That's where a lot of people lose relationships because everything they do, every single text, they're looking at the phone like, okay, who's this person you just texted 10 minutes ago? Or the phone call and they step outside and like, oh, who's this person? But on the flip side, why are you going out in secrecy? Going outside in secrecy, you know, you're whispering really quiet because you don't want anybody to hear what you're saying. And you might be doing that for one, two reasons. One, you're outside, you don't want to broadcast your business. Completely understandable. Person is whispering because they don't want their spouse or mate to hear the conversation because they're talking about something really intimate, really private, and they're trying to keep it away from their significant other. That's where, you know, that's where the line has to be drawn because you want to make sure that the freedom is there, you know, to that way, you know, if they want to go out, they can go out. You want to talk on the phone with somebody, talk on the phone with somebody. You know, but you have to let your significant other know, at least, like, hey, I'm going to take this quick phone call, I'll be right back. That's all it takes. A lot of times, women will respect that, and they will trust you more because of the fact that they know that, okay, taking a quick call is letting the person know that, you know, but they might still might not know who's on the other line, even if they check back. Still might not know who's on the other line, but at least you're giving a provision in order to say, hey, I'm going to step out. I want to take this phone call. I just want to see what's going on with this person. And, you know, then you can have a casual conversation not only with the person on the phone, but you can have a casual conversation with your significant other as well. Majority of the Soundworks channel, okay, we'll let you, you know, let you in on, you know, who it was and, you know, the general topic. You don't have to get specific because being specific is just not the right move. It's not the right move to try to keep a relationship if you're going to want specific details of every single phone conversation that your significant other has. If you do that, you're going to be very lonely very quickly. But, you know, that's something that a lot of people have problems fighting because they feel like they're losing control, they're losing the grip on the relationship if they let the other person go out and whisper. So one of the big things, if you're the person on the phone, don't go out and whisper. You know, go if you're going to go out, have a regular conversation. If you're going to stay in, try to find a quiet spot where that way you can actually have a conversation with the person. If you're on the other end of the spectrum where you know your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife has been on the other line, then that's when you want to, you know, that's when you just want to try to chill, give them a chance to explain who it was, but at the same time, try to have the upper hand on that as well. So, once again, thank you each and every week for listening to Love Talk and Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toy Entertainment. The Rod Stevie Show will be on this Sunday, and we're going to be talking about several different topics that just keep coming up over and over again. We're going to call it the boomerang effect, because a lot of the things that are donated are coming right back in. So we're gonna sort them out. We're gonna try to get all the topics that are very important to us. That way, we can really truly build better relationships in our community, and build strength. You know, right now it's about what we can do to build a strong structure in our families, in our lives, in our loves, in our community. So once again, thank you for listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Productions, Toy Entertainment. And until next time, on behalf of Miss Choices, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. We'll talk.